ambition may have fretted you. Indeed, now I think of it, there is something in the flavor of you singularly suggestive of disappointed ambition. In literature, and more particularly in criticism, I can assure you I have met the very fellow of your quality, from literary rotten eggs, whose opening came too late. They are like the genie in the Arabian Nights, who Solomon, the son of David, sealed in the pot. At first he promised infinite delights to his discoverer, and his discoverer lagged. In the end he was filled with unreasonable hatred against all the feeble free, and emerged as a malignant fume, eager to wreak himself upon the world. A sudden thought, George. I see my egg in a new light, and all my pity changes to respect. Surely it is a most potent egg, a gallinaceous swift. After all, anything but pointless and childless, since it has this strange quality of being offensive and endangering thought. Food for the mind, if not food for the body, didactic, if not delightful, a bit of modern literature, earnest and fundamentally real. I must try to understand you, Ibsen Overrum. Possibly it is...